Dictation for Vicky, V as in Victor, I-C-K-I-E, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, October 11, 1960. Address as a letter to Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Morrissey, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y, 875-5023. Dear Crystal, consultation for Mrs. Gibson, Vicky, fluctuating levels of kidney function. Recently woke up for rectal vaginal fistula. Vaginal trauma way back 1992 when she delivered her second son. Did have a repair of the tear. 3-4 years back, off and on problems that she might see stools in the vaginal area. Have seen urogynecologists recently, previously gynecologists, as well as gastrointestinal specialist. Not always they're able to see two small openings on the vagina. She is not sure if she's going to do any surgical intervention or just tolerate those symptoms. Kidney function has fluctuated normal to relatively high and back to normal multiple times. She has 10 to 20 pounds weight loss from feeling bloated on the abdomen with decreased taste and poor appetite. However, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Takes Tums for esophageal reflux. Some constipation of blood melena. Urine has shown low level of blood, although workup has been negative. Kidney ultrasound, bladder ultrasound, cystoscopy without abnormalities. She does have frequency, some degree of urgency, variable blood flow, no major nocturia, has chronic incontinence, presently no edema or claudications, no numbness of discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea. Denies the use of oxygen, norphopnea PND. Recent pulmonary function test, mild degree of bronchodilator responsive asthma. Chronic back pain, but denies anti-inflammatory agents. Other review system done being negative. Next paragraph, past medical history. Elevated lipids. Mild degree of asthma. Prior smoker. Prior coronary artery disease. This is back 2014. Cardiac cath was done. Apparently LAD small vessel, no angioplasty stents or bypass was needed, medication only. He mentioned chronic dyspnea, but normal echo, minor degree of obstruction on pulmonary function test. She denies the vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism. Isolated urinary tract infection, no recurrence. She's not aware of blood protein in the urine. Excuse me. She's not aware of protein in the urine, but she's been told microscopic blood, no kidney stones, no TAS stroke or seizures, no liver disease. Does have elevated bilirubin, probably Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T. She's been told about fatty liver, but no cirrhosis. She does have meningioma, left sided of the brain, without symptoms, no progression, no procedures, and some kind of venous abnormality on the right sided of the brain. She's a carrier for muscle phosphorylase deficiency with a son having active disease. Next paragraph. Surgeries including the vaginal repair, later on vaginal hysterectomy, he still has the ovaries, sinus, nasal, septum, plasty, gallbladder, tubal ligation, tonsils, adenoids, bilateral carpal tunnel, left-sided rotator cuff. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, pressing medications, Crestor, aspirin, Ventolin inhaler as needed, antihistamines, Nurantin, recently started on estradiol vaginal ovules of the Lexapro. Next paragraph, she stopped smoking 2016, stopped marijuana 2024, no more edibles. Next paragraph, denies alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, has two sons, two different parents, the younger one affected with the muscle glycogen storage disease, McCardle, M-C-C-A-R-D-L-E. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Blood pressure has been in the left side at 100 over 80, right side at 130 over 70. He's very pleasant, alert, oriented time 4, good historian, normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no gross palpable neck masses, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness masses, no edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From July, there has been fluctuating level of kidney function, creatinine between 0.7, 0.8, 2022 and 2023. By 2023, fluctuations 1.16, 1.27, improving to 1.08, and back to 0.99 normal in July 2024. By February 25, 1.2, 1.0, April back to normal 0.98, now July 1.11. If this will be a steady state, that will represent a GFR in the middle 50s. A normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin calcium, chronic elevation of bilirubin, presently as high as 4.3, usually around 2 and 3, normal alkaline phosphatase, a minor increase of AST, normal ALT, normal hemoglobin, white blood cell platelet, A1C 5.6 normal, cholesterol profile well controlled, normal thyroid, proBNP normal at 158, gross proteinuria, albumin creatinine 327, a 24-hour urine collection 1.27 grams, which is not nephrotic range. Prior urine analysis, at that time no blood, although previously 1 to 2 plus, no protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. There is a recent kidney ultrasound as well as bladder normal, March and April 2025. Review cystoscopy done just a few months ago being negative. There is a recent echo in July, normal ejection fraction, normal chambers, normal right ventricle, no major valve abnormalities, appears normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, fluctuating levels of kidney function, negative imaging, ultrasound and cystoscopy, chronic low level of hematuria, last one normal, proteinuria but not in the nephrotic range, she is not taking nephrotoxic agents, she's not on any diuretics, she denies diarrhea or vomiting, she has the vaginal rectal fistula, but no evidence for sepsis. Workup has completed. At this moment, she's not interested in surgery. We will monitor chemistries over time. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood pressure is in the normal size without treatment. There is some difference between right and left. We are following the right one. Otherwise, you can continue management. Other issues, the Gilbert abnormalities, I did not change any of her medications. There has been question fatty liver. I don't see any recent imaging for that. She's been a smoker and you are following with a screening CT scan. She takes some medications, but I don't see gross evidence for interstitial nephritis. All is to discuss with the patient, continue to follow.